right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaris, back from the dead. How you doing, Deanne?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm very, very good. We're every week on WWDB, 860 AM for Fridays, 1 to 2. This is the 392nd show or so.
Or so.
So if you want to ask us a question, you have any questions about mortgages, commercial real estate, residential real estate, give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
And we're here just to keep you informed, help in any way we can with your real estate needs. And you can listen to this show and the past show at our webpage and at WWDB AM's podcast. So what's coming up today, Deanne?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the Market Report, which is sponsored by the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes.
All right.
Get a license now.
Good time.
We also have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Very good.
We have Mark's funny story, of course.
Got one for you.
And we have our Mortgage Mom topic.
Which is?
With the lack of inventory, be ready.
That's a good one.
We also have our questions.
Yes.
If the first home is paid for and the second home is purchased without selling the first, can the first one still, second one still be my primary residence?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
That's it. Is the listing agent allowed to stop showing a house once an offer is made on the house?
All right.
And do renters pay property tax? Next question.
Question
is, I'm a first-time home buyer. I make $110,000 last year. My credit score is 720, although I'm unable to a down payment. Is there any programs?
None for you.
The last question is, can an HOA charge a deposit when you are moving?
That's a good question.
And today, Mark, our guest is Carlos Colon from Los Taxes, and he's going to tell us his journey. We also have our topic of the day, which is six aggressive home buying tactics that people are willing to use today.
Spit it out.
But first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote is, some of the world's greatest feats were accomplished by people not smart enough to know they were impossible. And that's true. Because if you don't ask the answers,
no.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Attention golfers, on Monday, June 12th, the John Fox Scholarship Fund is holding its 28th annual golf outing at Five Ponds Golf Club on Street Road in Warminster. The money raised helps union members and their children with the cost of a college education. The outing is sponsored by the Philadelphia Joint Board of Workers United and is a four-player scramble format. $150 per golfer includes your green fees and cart, a hot dog lunch at the snack shop, a bucket of balls at the driving range, beer and soda on the course, a two-hour open bar, dinner with prizes and awards, and a gift for each golfer. And the best part is you don't need to be a scratch golfer to join in the fun. For more information on registration, please contact the Philadelphia Joint Board at 215-751-9770. That's 215-751-9770. So polish your clubs and get ready for a great time on the links with your friends, raising money for a worthy cause.
Are you looking for a low-rate auto loan? You'll find it and more at the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. For a limited time, we're offering auto loan rates as low as 2.24% APR for both new and used automobiles up to 66 months. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, call the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union today at 215-934-3500 to speak with a representative. We also finance motorcycle loans. PFCU is member-owned, so all profits go back to the community and back to you as lower fees and better rates. Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're not here for our profits. We're here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate. All positive, all the time here on WWDP 860 AM. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, we are up to the Market Report.
And there's the bell. Very good job, Tim.
We miss you, Tim.
Yeah. That upper management guys we got working here today. So anyway, here's the market. It is good to be a home seller right now. That is the best place to be. If you're selling your house, you are in great position because there's not too much inventory. That's because it's the most profitable time to sell your house in almost 10 years. Homeowners who sold in the first 3 months of this year saw average price gains of $44,000, according to a report from Data Solutions, which released I'm guessing that we're even going to get better before it gets worse, and it's going to be good for a while here. I'm figuring we got... I had a couple of discussions with some people over the last couple of weeks about this.
Some people?
Yes.
You know people?
I know lots of people. Okay. And I think we're going to have like a 4 or 5 year really robust run here, especially with the economy coming around.
And
cities
our, and the renting percentage is...
Is up. It's up 40%. Up 40% in Philadelphia, up from 37%. But... That's all these millennials moving in, and they got to understand that it's going to be cheaper to buy.
So does that percentage include mommy, like the rental to mommy, or no?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because I don't think mom's reporting that on their taxes.
Okay.
But anyway, cities with robust local economies have seen strong price growth during the housing market recovery. Low housing supply has helped push up the prices to creative competitive markets where bidding wars and above asking prices are common. In fact... We had a joint office meeting last week of both of our offices, and this was one of the topics we went over. And on last week's show that Stephanie sat in for you.
The Stephanie that's not Mortgage Mom.
That's not Mortgage Mom.
Right.
The topic of the day was an escalation clause, and that's where we're at. But these agents and buyers need to be very aggressive because you go in lowballing, you're going to not win. And you're going to be looking for houses. And the agent will be really good at writing contracts because they're going to write a lot of them. But if you don't come in very competitive, you're probably not going to win. Nationwide, the home price median was $225,000 during the first quarter of 17. That's up 13% from a year ago. And homes in more expensive markets have seen highest average prices gained so far this year. And some of them are really going up. In San Francisco, California, and we're always about 9 months behind California, but their average sales price is up to $365,000 now. And then renters, they favor homeownership. 72% of renters prefer or strongly prefer to own a home rather than rent. Now, this was a survey that was just done by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Nearly 56% of renters view homeownership as a good investment. The majority of the renters favor homeownership despite expressing concerns about their ability one day to afford a home. However, they do believe it's getting easier to qualify for a mortgage. 65% of renters say qualifying for a mortgage is somewhat difficult, very difficult, but that's gradually declining. 20% of the renters view qualifying for a mortgage as somewhat easy, and some say very easy.
Well, those are the ones that I deal
working with.
With
you. That's what I figured. They're all your guys. But which is up from 15% in 2015. So everybody's getting more optimistic. And the millennials, which is 91 million people in the country, are finally getting better jobs. Their rate pay's going up. They're finally out of the doom and gloom economy, and things are looking better. Renters also believe that home prices will continue to increase 1 year from now as well as 5 years from now. They anticipate a 5.1% increase price over a year. Now, now we're in Philly with City of Neighborhoods. Like some of our neighborhoods are appreciating at 5%. Some of them are appreciating at like 15%.
Right.
I mean, like now, you know, the hottest neighborhood in the city right now is Kensington. And they're starting to call it all different names.
Right.
East Kensington, River Kensington, you know, where you know, could have bought a block like 10 years ago for $100,000. Now they want $100,000 for a lot. But I was just talking to somebody today about that. And it's booming. And prices are going to go up. Now, at least they're optimistic about buying because, you know, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to get. And so we had a couple, one thing that we talked about last week at our meeting was all the agents that got a license after 2004 have never been in this market before. So they don't know how to deal with a seller's market. They're doing the usual what they do. Run out, show houses, and then turn around to the buyer and the house is 200. Well, what do you want to offer? 190. Okay, I'll write it at 190, and then they lose. And then this agent's really great at writing contracts because
they're writing a bunch of them.
I was looking on Facebook the other day and it was a bunch of agents talk about, have you had a lot of deals shot down? There was agents when they're saying the last 6 offers I put in, we lost.
Right.
Well, you're doing something wrong. You're not being a strong agent. Like they don't bring up things like, all right, Mr. Buy, and most people when they take a shot, like a low shot, it's usually like 10 grand or something, right? So then say you say, Mr. Buyer, $10,000 over 30 years with a mortgage you're not going to have for 30 years.
Right.
Do you want this house or not? And you make them say yes. but I don't want to go into 200. Mr. Buyer, this house is, this neighborhood's appreciating at 5%. What's 5% of 200,000? They do the math. There's the 10 grand right there, right? 20 grand, actually. So now all of a sudden that 10,000 gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Like I had one I talked about with Stephanie on the last show. I put, the house was listed for 360. My buyer, it was insisting, and a friend of mine I fought with, was insisting I put an offer on a 350. Now, I'm a buyer agent. In the end, I got to do what they tell them.
Sure.
But I argued with them. You know, I don't back down.
Not at all.
And I called the agent up. He goes, Mark, I already got a 350. He goes, I'm waiting for a 360. I said, do you have that yet? He goes, no. I went back. I fought again. We went to 356. The 360 buyer heard there were multiple offers, and the 360 withdrew their offer, thinking that somebody went over 360, and we won at 356.
Wow.
That's the market we're in.
That is the market. You're right. I mean, I'm going to go over some of that in my segment.
All right, good.
Because it's it parlays to exactly what you're saying. But that was a great topic, and that topic was sponsored by the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. Get your real estate license now at 215-335-6919 or online at Philadelphia Real Estate Classes Net. realestateclasses.com.
Yeah.
How's the new location? You have a new one in Mount Airy, correct?
Mount Airy, it's rolling along.
Okay.
It's growing.
All
so
right.
Outer rates.
Well, speaking of growing, the rates are growing slightly. 30-year fixed rate at 4.25%. Your 30-year FHA fixed rate is 4.125%. Your 30-year fixed VA, 4%. And a 15-year fixed, 3.625. 7-1 ARM is 3.75. Again, still, unless you're being transferred in 2 years, stay away from the ARMs.
But we went up a little bit since last week, correct?
We did go up a little bit since last week. In the middle of the week, we came down, and then we went back up again. So, I mean,
I think they're going to go down again.
They're not. Come June, we're going to have another increase.
You said that last time, and they went down.
They went up.
And then down.
Well,
I don't
whatever,
care where
whatever
I'm just
goes
messing
up
with you.
Has to come down.
That's right. That is true.
All right. Tell us your
first. But anyway, I mean, 4.2 is a great rate.
It is a great rate.
It's a great rate.
Tell us your funny story.
All right, so anyway, Harry and Barbara's marriage has been on the rocks ever since they moved into this new house. They were so stressed out with their whole buying and settling and the whole thing.
Because they didn't use me.
That's right. Probably they didn't use you. And they got so stressed out, they're like, they're really on their, they're hurt their marriage. So when they heard about this seminar in a new neighborhood, they decided to attend. So one of the most important things the marriage counselor says is to really get to know your spouse well. He says, for example, how many of you know what's your wife's favorite type of flower? And Harry looks at Barbara and he leaned over. He goes, it's gold medal all-purpose flower, right?
Oh, my God. Really?
Really.
If you have a funny story you'd like to hear on our show, send it to 8029 at Comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And coming up next is the mortgage segment with Deanne Katsaris, the mortgage mom. And the segment is...
See, you always forget my segment.
The inventory or something like that.
Something like that. With the lack of inventory, be ready.
The lack of memory. Oh, inventory. I know you have to. All right. With that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate. All positive all the time. We'll be right back.
A study conducted by the National Association of Realtors and Google found that over 90% of people looking for a new home start online. If someone in your network is looking for a house right now, they'll probably go to a listing service online. But what if they thought of you first? All real estate agents know they need a strong, consistent presence on social media these days. City Blast is the largest social media management company in the world for real estate agents. As often as you choose and customize to your market, City Blast social experts post articles, videos, listings, and information to your Facebook fan page, Twitter, and LinkedIn accounts. They've helped over 8,000 agents get leads through social media with their patented Never Lose a Lead service and can help you build your social media profile and market your listings online. Find them online at cityblast.com or call 1-888-712-7888. Again, that's cityblast.com or 1-888-712-7888.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate, all positive all the time here on WWDB 860 AM. Sid Barry. So, where are we at, Deanne? Oh, I know where we're at.
See?
It is time
for
the Mortgage Mom segment, and her segment today is lack of inventory. Correct?
Correct.
Amundo.
Correct. It kind of parlays with what you were saying, which is ironic since we didn't talk prior to the show.
That's true.
But I guess after almost 400 shows, we have that figured out by now.
That's right.
So it's just, we're on the ball. But you're right, because we're finding that there's multiple offers. So when I pre-approve somebody, I don't want to give away all my secrets, but the best thing to do, and we talked about it at your office meeting, was to make sure that we're calling the listing agent, because not too many loan officers are doing that or originators are doing that, and letting the listing agent know that I have pay stubs, I have W-2s, I have the tax return. So if we have to negotiate or we have to close sooner, we can do that because we're ready. We don't start the process once we send a pre-approval. And with multiple offers, you need to make sure that as the buyer that you have all your ducks, and I call them ducks, in a row. And you want to make sure that all the updated information is sent to that processor or sent to the originator, because you got to be ready to go.
No doubt. I mean,
on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, we're in a bidding war. It happened last Sunday. What happened was we had an offer on the table. The offer was for 320, and we wanted a 6% seller concession. All right. An FHA loan. And what happened was the realtor called back and said, you know what? We have the same exact offer that's on the table. It's a full price offer with a 6% seller concession.
Is that how he said it?
Yeah.
That's not a full price offer. Agents always say that. I got a full price offer with 6% seller
cents. All right. Details. It's just details.
All right, guys.
So they wanted us to add the 6% to the top. Right. So
bump we above the price.
Right. We bumped it up. So we added another $18,000 to the purchase price. Now, two things can happen. On a Sunday, if you don't have all your docs done beforehand or walk around with somebody's file, you're not going to know whether or not that person is going to be able to go up that $18,000.
That's true.
The other thing is you need to know whether or not that house is going to appraise
for
the additional $18,000. So, but there's multiple offers that are coming in, and people are asking for the closing costs. They're taking advantage of all the grants that are going on, which I hate. But on top of that, they're getting all the 6% seller concession. So they're literally coming to the table with no money out of their pocket, which makes me a little bit nervous. You got to have skin in the game.
Right. And first of all, if you're a listing agent and you got a house that's priced right and shows right, you might not be given seller assist because you're going to get enough offers that you're not going to have to do it. And then there's going to be some buyers that they need that seller assist, so that's a problem. So they either shop at a lower price or something else.
Right.
But I mean, I heard an agent at a meeting talking about, like, forget seller assist. A seller assist is always in the game. I mean, there's...
Well, what's the difference if it... I mean, I understand that it comes out... The seller assist is so if, let's just keep easy numbers for people that are listening to us. If you have a house that's listed for $100,000 and you're giving, and with an FHA loan, you can get a 6% credit towards closing costs. So that 6% is $6,000.
That's true.
So the seller is walking away with $94,000.
Right.
That $6,000 comes right off the top. And the buyer, that money is getting rolled into the mortgage.
That's right.
So that's right.
So, like the other options, like you did, you either can bump up to 106, the buyer gets the 6,000 he needs, and the seller still gets what he wants.
As long as the house appraised. But
then
you run into a situation that if the house doesn't appraise, if it appraises for 104, then your buyer's stuck with...
Well, he needs to come up with two more thousand.
Right. So it depends.
Or you can split the baby again and do 103, and then the seller walks away with 97, and that might work too. It's all according to how good your agent is. This is where hiring a good agent comes into play. And the average buyer hires the first agent they run into with a pulse.
Well, especially now with Zillow. I mean, that's what's happening. When they're looking at houses, they're just clicking right to the right and clicking that agent. And sometimes that's good because they have a lot of reviews. You could see how many houses they sold in the last 12 months.
Read the testimonials.
Read the testimonials. But if you scroll down too far, you're getting somebody that might just recently be in the business, and Zillow is the only thing that they're part of.
And even worse
now
are the ones that ride around looking at signs, and they got some newbie at this office that they didn't train, and they're on what's called floor, and they're answering phones.
Right.
And then they get this agent, and because they have a license, they think they know everything about real estate, and you got somebody that's not that well trained.
Right. So the whole point in my topic is, because there's a lack of inventory, just make sure that all your docs are in order. We have the bank statements, the W-2s, the 1040s. All that needs to be done ahead of time before you go shopping.
Don't go out shopping.
Don't fall in love with something and then not be able to purchase it.
That's right. Because, you know, if you see that $200,000 house that you fall in love with and then you find out you can only buy it $150,000, then they want that $150,000 house to look like that $200,000 house.
I had somebody last week that wanted to put an offer in on a $600,000 house that they absolutely had to have. They were self-employed. I got their tax returns, and they had a $70,000 business loss. So they, at that point, they couldn't purchase even a $120,000 house.
All right.
So God forbid I would have sent out a pre-approval based on what they told me they make. It wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. There could be even bigger ramifications if somebody actually got into a contract.
A new contract, yep.
And
not out of it.
Yeah.
All right, let's run through these questions. You ready?
All right, what's the first question?
The first question is, if the first home is paid for and the second home is purchased without selling the first, can it be a primary residence?
Yes.
Yes. As when you sign that application and you put pen to paper, you're signing that you are going to occupy that property as your primary residence.
Right.
And when you have 30 days upon settlement to actually move into that house, and they check. I mean, when that welcome letter goes out and comes back because nobody changed their address, they're calling me on the phone and saying, did your buyers move into that house?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the ticket. I've seen this before where I remember I had one client one time years ago, and he kept buying houses and then, well, I'm going to move into that one, and I'm going to rent this one out. He was doing it all because investment property, you got to put 20%
sure.
down or 25% down, so he could do it as a primary, and then I'm moving into the next one, and I'll rent this one out. But, like, is there any time frame on that?
They have to move in within 30 days.
Oh, and how long do they have to stay there?
6 months.
6 months? All right, just stretch that settlement out.
Oh, my God. All right, question number two. Is the listing agent allowed to stop showing a house once the offer is made on the house?
That's if it's in the listing contract. If it's in the listing contract, that once an offer is accepted, you don't have to show it anymore, then showings end. Now, some agents put them active with a contract,
right,
and they still want to take showings while the home inspection goes on in case something falls apart. But I don't like that. If my buyer, if we're in, I don't want them shopping the house that we're buying around. You know, I just had one recently like that, and it was a broker, too. He was making me nervous because he wasn't making it pending. He was leaving it active out.
Yeah, they're not in a rush to do that.
He left it active out all the way to after the appraisal.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't like that. If we're in all the time, you should be in.
Right. All right, question number three. Do renters pay property tax?
Only if it's in the lease. Like, now, a lot of commercial properties, which are triple net, that means you pay the rent, utilities, and the taxes,
right,
that's in the lease. Like, my school, my one school, it's not triple net. My landlord, lessor, pays the taxes. But you could rent a residential property and make it triple net. It's, you know, as long
as or you could build it into the
as long as the
rent.
Tenant agrees,
right?
You know, they pay the taxes. Most of them don't.
If you don't ask,
the answer is no.
Question number four: I'm a first-time home buyer, and I made $110,000 last year. My credit score is 720. Although I'm unable to pay a down payment, is there a program? It's going to depend on what county you're going to purchase, because it's going to go based off the median income. So that 110, if it's single, 90% shot that you're not going to get a down payment assistant. again, but it's going to depend on the county. Bucks County, Montgomery County, their income limits are a little bit higher for some of the grants that are available. But there's other stipulations. You have to live there for so many years or also work in that county for so many years.
There's no programs out there for no down payment?
No, there's down payment assistance, but it's based on credit score and it's based on what your in, there's income limits. So if you make over, let's say, $95,000 in Delaware County, you're not going to fit into that program.
Right.
Because you make too much money to get a grant.
So, but if you do fit into that program, you don't even need 3% or 3.5%
correct.
In the
you
game.
You can get a grant.
Right. You have no skin in the game.
Correct.
Right. Except your pledge, I promise.
And it's also a second mortgage. So a lot of those grants are second mortgages, and you need to live there for 5 to 7 years, and then it'll be forgiven.
Who, why 5 to 7 years?
Because that's when they decide.
Who decided? The government? We're from the government. We're here to help. You got to stay here for 5 years.
All right. Question number five. Can a homeowners association charge a deposit when you are moving?
Some of them do. You're moving into this new house.
Well, moving in or moving out? If you're moving out, I've never seen a deposit. But if you're moving in,
yeah,
I've seen.
They have some money in escrow.
They for moving in.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Moving in.
Yeah, it's a capital contribution, they call it, on the CD.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that a lot. Now, a lot of them don't charge it, but there are some that do charge it.
Yeah, more charge coming in than leaving.
Why would they charge you leaving?
Well, that's what I'm thinking that this question is.
Oh, I thought they were when you were moving. I think they left off the in, moving in.
I didn't write the script, sorry.
I didn't write the question.
All right, well, coming up next is our guest segment, and we have Carlos Colon from Los Taxes to tell us his journey.
All right, very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate, all positive all the time, here on WWDB 860. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Mark Cumberland from Good News in Real Estate Show. I also represent buyers and sellers in the residential and commercial market. My number is 267-266-5501. I have years of experience dealing with buyers and sellers and teaching real estate. Just so you know, it's probably the best time to buy since the 50s. The consumer index is so low, along with the rates, it makes it cheaper to buy today than in 1989. If you're thinking of selling, don't wait. Prices are going up and there's a lack of inventory. Call me. I will help you with your real estate needs. My number is 267-266-5501. Hey, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate, all positive all the time here on WWDB 860. So where are we at, Deanne?
No Barry? No Barry?
Little Barry. Wants a Barry.
Thank you. We are up to our guest segment, which I am very excited for. We have Carlos Colon from Los Taxes here today.
Hello.
How are you, Carlos?
Wonderful. Doing great. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Thank you.
So tell us, you're involved in a few businesses, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
What kind of businesses?
Well, the one that I have developed over a little over 4 years is being a franchise owner, Los Taxes,
all right,
tax centers, and it has developed very well, thank goodness.
How many offices do you have?
As of now, two.
Two?
Yes. There's in multiple states, there's about 50, almost 60 offices so far.
Wow.
And it's growing pretty fast.
That's good.
Over the past 7 years.
And what made you decide to get into that business? Was it just the opportunity with the franchise, or was it that business in particular?
Well, I didn't know much about taxes at that point. But when I was introduced to the opportunity to be a franchise owner, I looked into it and did some research and so on.
And learned quickly, right?
And yes, yes, yes. It's been great. I mean, the platform that they have is great. A lot of companies come together and when it comes to software and certain things that you need, protection for the clients and so on. So it's great.
I was actually at Carlos's office at one of the tax centers in Philadelphia when he was with clients, and he has a great business. And the one thing that I really like about Carlos is that he cares about his clients. He's not just in there, you know, getting them in, getting them out the door. He actually takes the time, goes over everything with them. So in that community, I think he's a really big advocate and a big part.
That's cool. Thank you. And some time ago, a good mentor told me, the more people you help, the bigger your check.
That's true.
I listen. So it has worked very well, really, really good. And I do care. I really do. I mean, you have to get to the bottom of it, and whatever the situation is, it has a solution.
Right.
So that's about it. I mean, I think I've been able to solve a lot of problems for people that, you know, they're pretty much clueless when it comes to taxes. And that did it for me. That has been, you know, it's been a blessing.
Yeah, it's not something that people think about until they have to.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and then it's a problem. I try not to ever think about it.
You might have just gotten a new client.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like it's low on the list there.
And when they get that letter, what is this? There you go. You waited for last minute, or right. Now you're paying penalties and so on and wasting a whole lot of money. I mean, day one, that's when it starts. And you have to pay taxes.
Yeah. One way or the other.
One way, there you go.
So you're involved in some other kind of financial businesses too?
Yes, yes, yes. We have a great program to help people fix their credit too. So that's another one there. We do work with other companies too for insurance. Life insurance, which is they have a great system as well. So we're kind of putting the whole package together to help our clients.
Right. It's kind of like a life journey for them, because first of all, they're learning how to manage their money, pay their taxes, gather all their documents, you know, be responsible on getting the taxes done. And then it's a program where they can also become homeowners. So they have an opportunity. There's a nonprofit organization, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but a nonprofit organization that actually works with their credit report, where let's say they pay their car insurance on time or their rents on time, they're able to actually put those trade lines on the credit report. And I haven't seen a company that's been able to do that yet. So I was extremely impressed when I met Erica, and she showed me, you know, some of the things that they do. So it's, again, it's a nonprofit. They're able to help them through the process. So you have Carlos, and then you have Erica, and then you have other opportunities that you're involved in to help them with the purchase of their home.
That's good, because a lot of people don't know how to fix credit. You know, they just don't know enough about credit, where you really need some expertise. Because,
well, a lot of the companies that are fixing credit are not nonprofit. I mean, no. They're for profit, and they're going to charge you a monthly fee.
Right.
To fix it. And what happens is, you know, not that I'm throwing these companies under the bus, but I see them all the time that, you know, you pay $100 a month and you've been in credit repair for 2 years
and no results.
And zero results.
Exactly. Right. And people get frustrated and I'm wasting my money, and I see why. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, some of them, they just, you could have did it yourself.
Right.
You could have sent a letter and a stamp and say, please remove me.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. But they're doing it in bulk.
Right.
Exactly.
$100 a pop per person.
Right.
You know,
right.
Exactly.
And the average person doesn't know that's all they're doing.
But these meetings, these seminars or these workshops that we just did one, I think it was 2 weeks ago in a horrible rainstorm.
Right.
But we want to do it once a month because we want that to be a spot, a location, which is the Los Taxes location, where people can come to and ask their questions and get results and feel comfortable with whatever situation that they're in.
Exactly.
And talk to people.
And a lot of low-income families that were, you know, we get to help pretty much. They're coming in not only for one thing, but now for multiple things. And at the end of the day, we do the whole setup, and now they're able to buy a house.
All right.
Right.
Well, are you getting involved, like home buyer seminars or anything?
Yes. I am.
Yeah, that would make sense to tie it all together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And the people, all the people that are involved in this workshop have the same heart. I mean, all these people that I met are there for one purpose, and they're there to help people. There's nobody there, you know, with commission breath, so to speak.
Right.
People are there to help build the community, to help build the people, because you're dealing with people that, you know, in almost all societies, in all communities, this is not taught in school.
No.
Right,
so,
not at all.
So we're developing this workshop to be almost like counselors right away. I mean, nobody bought anything at the last workshop,
right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody met everybody. We educated, and we want to continue to do that to help build these people and have them come back.
Yeah,
and,
so you're helping and, people and not selling a seminar.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Which I just ran into somebody that actually didn't take my advice and went to one of those.
And bought all the CDs and bought all the books.
Maybe more. Now into a boot camp for $25,000.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, this one, he's into about $8,000 already.
Right.
And didn't realize what he was getting into. The first one was free.
Yeah.
But that's really good because, you know, 40% of Carlos, 40% of Philadelphia rents. And there's 660,000 houses in Philadelphia. So that means there's like a 250,000 households that probably half of those people could buy with a little tweaking, a little help like that. They just don't know.
Right.
So that's interesting that you get to meet them through the tax thing, and then that can help lead to something else.
Right. Well, he's got a great location.
Right. There's my location, it's apartment buildings. There's 187 apartments. Everybody's coming to us.
Right.
So we get to, spread the information, share the information.
Yeah, because a lot of people could buy. They just don't realize. Like every time I do a new real estate class, the first thing we do is a preface, all my teachers, and we ask the students, how much do you have to put down to buy? And they all think 20%, because that's the myth out there. And then we ask them about the credit score, and they all think like 740, and technically 580 and 3.5% down, you could buy a house. But they don't know that. So like what you're doing could actually help them, educate them to see that it is in reach.
Exactly.
Even if there's a few credit issues, now you have a plan.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And you should actually, me and you have been talking about it. I am giving a seminar at a school tomorrow for 13-year-olds on the real estate industry.
All right, that's what I wanted to preface. You're going to go over real estate tomorrow with them, right?
Yes.
That's it.
And then Overbrook High School called me, too, and they want me to come to do a thing for the seniors about careers. Because, college is not an automatic anymore.
No.
I mean, you go to college, there's no guarantee you get out of college and walk into a $100,000 a year job.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you got to, millennials, they got sold. Some of them got sold a bill of goods.
Right.
So that's good that you're helping people like that because they're getting educated. You're running into them for different reasons.
But it all comes together.
It can all tie together. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we've been able to put together a good system and great people, as Deanne here, join us, and we're taking it to the next level, one way or another.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the other people that are involved. You have, right, the life insurance?
Right. Humberto, he's from Maryland. Great system, too. And we have Erica from Florida also on board working with the credit repair, and she's really, really good at it. I mean, and a few others that are coming in and chipping in pretty much.
Yeah, life insurance is something else that people don't talk about and don't think they need, until something happens.
Right, right, because people have the wrong information, too.
Right.
He has the one he's able to sell. People don't have to die to be able to use it. You could, go in and get some of the money when needed, as needed, and so on. So it's great, and it's,
whole life policy where you can borrow against.
Well, exactly. It's a little bit more than that. That's exactly what I thought. But after researching the policy a little bit more, it comes into where if you become ill, severely ill, or you need to go into a nursing home, this money can be taken out for that purposes, and you're not losing any of the death benefit. So it's a great product.
Great product,
It was really a good product. We also have Legal Shield there as well so that people can get their will done. They can have their identity protected. So I'm really excited about it. I mean, it was the first one that we did.
Yes, and it's great. Great product as well. I love it.
We want to do them once a month and just keep building the community. You figure with the apartment complex next door, there's 187 units. Well, we're going to keep the apartment complex in business because we're going to keep turning those units over. Those people are going to become homeowners, right? The landlord's going to be happy because there's new people that need to go in. We'll work on getting their credit. They'll move out, get a house, and we'll continually just keep turning it over.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
Exactly.
There you go. We're excited. But, I mean, meeting Carlos and seeing, just his entrepreneurial drive. And I mean, he does fashion, right?
Yeah.
Fashion. For him to do photography and flyers, and I mean, we could do a whole show on just what he's involved in.
Wow.
And he's not really bringing any of that to the table right now. Not sure.
You must be creative. That's it.
Right.
Got to be creative. And I mean, and I, as you mentioned, fashion, I've been doing fashion for 8 years. It's a hobby. I love it because I love to be creative.
Right.
Well, that's cool. But having a program like that where people can come in and get all those information on all that type of services, where people are busy, they're running their lives, they're working, they got kids, they're exactly. running around. It's like, you know, that's one of the big problems.
But they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do, and they're having three jobs. Right. Like some people that I know, they go home and sleep 4 hours, and they have three kids. How does that work? So now they're not able to go out there, they're not able to research, and but when they run into people like us, they are able to get the information, we make it work for them.
You know what I noticed is that when we had an opportunity to actually sit down and talk to someone, run their credit, it's someone that's very close to you, right? We run a credit report, we get information, they see a house, they see that there's an opportunity for them to be a little bit secure, move out of the neighborhood that they're in, be able to take a deep breath, and then start to realize that, okay, now I can breathe, I can enjoy life, I can be safe.
Oh, yes. It's priceless.
It is priceless.
Yes, yes.
It is priceless.
Yeah.
So.
We bring hope.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Really good. And that's good that you're doing that because, you know, if you didn't do it, where does that take place? You know?
It doesn't.
I know. It's like a lot of people are just, they're in a rut. They go to work, they pay their rent, they go to work, they pay their rent, they go to work, they pay their rent.
And all time 20, flies. 30 years later,
time flies. And then, you know.
I can't work anymore, what am I going to do? I can't pay the mortgage or, you know, so many things that people don't think about it now at the moment. Oh, I'm healthy, I'm young, and time is ticking. It's only a matter of time.
That's right.
Are you ready?
That's right, and most people are not.
Are not, exactly.
Most people, like we always talk about with Legal Shield, most people don't have a will. Like, what is 80% of the population?
80% of the population does not have a will. Mm. And they say, I don't own anything. I rent. I don't need a will. If you have silverware and you have clothes and you have jewelry, you need a will. I know people that are sisters that don't speak because
over some stupid fight.
Over silverware. Over the Thanksgiving dinner silverware that they had.
And it might not even have been a priceless thing, just sentimental.
It's totally sentimental. And they have to realize that it's the last love letter that you're going to write to your loved ones.
I got to revise mine. I'm thinking about revising mine.
You can update it every year for free.
I got to call Legal Shield up. I need to make a couple changes.
Absolutely. Is there anything else, Carlos, you want to add?
We're here to help. That's what I want to say.
Well, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
SimpleTaxGroup@gmail.com. My phone number is 215-294-0725. And again, I'm here to help.
All right, very good. All right, thank you, Carlos.
Thank you for coming on, Carlos. That
thank
was
you
awesome.
Very much. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right, so with that, you've been listening to Good News in Real Estate, all positive all the time. We'll be right back with Dr. A, I think.
If you are in the real estate industry or looking to buy or sell a house and are in need of a title company willing to work within your schedule and where you need them to, then call National Title Agency at 856-596-6550. Trust the company whose commitment to exceeding expectations and fast, reliable service has made them the choice title insurer for the real estate industry throughout the Delaware Valley. National Title's business model and proactive approach to preparing title commitments, preparation for closing, and attention to detail provide an easy, effective, and hassle-free avenue to closing. They close loans faster, more effectively, and more efficiently than the competition. Headquartered in Marlton, call them today, 856-596-6550, or visit them online at nationaltitle.net. National Title Agency, exceeding your expectations. Closings anytime, any place, anywhere. 856-596-6550 or nationaltitle.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate, all positive all the time here on WWDB. So are we at the end?
Mark, we are up to our business segment with Asking Dr. A. And our topic today is the chemistry between the interviewer and the candidate.
Yeah, we've been talking about how doing interviews and things that people should remember. Doctor, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are the two of you guys doing?
We are very good.
Excellent.
So, Doctor, now we're going to get up to this. We've been talking about how to handle the interview and how a lot of mistakes people make when interviewing. So now we're going to talk today about this relationship between the interviewer and the candidate. So tell us how this goes.
Well, there are several different aspects of that regarding the relationship between the candidate and the interviewer. What we're going to talk about today is basically the chemistry as far as how they get along. And I'm going to pick on you a little bit, Mark.
All right.
Because, Mark, you're a pretty intense D, which is competitive, and you like to you like to be in control, and you like things to go your way, and if not, you
Are you sure you're talking about Mark?
I'm warm and fuzzy.
Probably not. Well, you're also charismatic, so you can get away with it. So, but what happens sometimes is you get in an interview, and it's just a perfect fit between you and them, and you just get along. They might have lousy technique. They might have hardly any information or the knowledge that they need to do the job. But you fall in love with the person because they're also an intense D, you know, and you just hit it off because you see things the same way, you communicate the same way, you have very, very similar values, and it's kind of like, well, we just got to hire this person, and even if they don't have the talent, we'll find a place for them.
That was my last five hires.
Yeah, Deanne's made a couple of those mistakes. I told her, I said, you hired you.
That's Mark will disc me. And I'll say, do you know who you hired? I said, yeah, I know who I hired. He says, you just hired you.
Again.
Well, maybe, Dan, you need to have somebody else hire the person.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
okay?
I did that.
Some constraints that you give them as far as what it is that you want. And then tell them, under no circumstances, do I want a mini me?
Right.
That's right. Yeah, I had a little thing this week. I'm hiring I was trying to hire an agent, and she actually was a broker, and she had taken the disc, and she was a high D like me, and we kind of hit it off, but I understood that. So I understood that, you know. Like, I could tell when I met her, she said, like, hi, how are you doing? There wasn't, like, the high I, like, my partner. She was just like me. Like, hi, I'm Mark Cumberland. How you meet? And then 10 minutes later, I'm telling you jokes. But it's that initial thing. And I could tell by interviewing her, she was a D. And then we disc her, and she was a high D, just like me. But I'm aware of that situation. Now, that's all right. But I'm not going to make her an administrative assistant or something like that, because that's not going to work.
Well, it would not be an appropriate fit for sure.
No.
Okay, because you want somebody who's, I mean, if you can have somebody who's like you as an administrative assistant, but you really want them to have tools and techniques that are the ones that you need.
Right.
Okay, so and the problem sometimes is when you have somebody who's exactly opposite of you, which is typically what you need, and they say opposites attract, and that's who you marry, but you're not getting married, you're hiring somebody.
Right.
So what you need to make sure is they have the techniques that you need, but you can also effectively communicate to them. Because communication, I've been, almost every time that I'm on a plane and I sit in first class and there's an executive next to me, I ask them what are the five most important things that you look for. And always, without a doubt, communication is one of them. So it's important that you be able to effectively communicate. And if you have opposite styles, sometimes there's a problem with that. But make sure that the techniques and the tools and what they're going to be doing are the things that you need that you can't do yourself, or the things that you need because you're hiring for that particular person, instead of hiring a mini you because it just feels right and they're a good fit and you know you'll be able to find a place for them. Because 6 months later, you might find another place for them, but you're going to be rehiring for the position that you started with 6 months ago.
That's right, and it's costly.
It's not effective.
Those mistakes are costly. I mean, not just the salary, just the time and the waste and the damage to your organization. I mean, I remember they used to tell us at Carol Williams at the CEO level, they considered it 10 times the cost of the salary costly. That's how devastating it was to the operation. You know,
there's all these opportunity costs that people don't even take into consideration.
No.
Okay. If Mark Cumberland is spending time hiring somebody, you can't be doing something else that's going to be more productive and bring more money in. Okay. Obviously, you need to hire the right person the first time out, so you need to spend a lot of time and energy. That's why we help people do that through the assessments and through other techniques that we have and tools we have. But in the same regard, if you're hiring to the same position every 6 months, that's a lot of time and energy you're taking away from doing the other things that only you can do, and you're exerting all that energy to hire somebody. And it's just tremendous loss of opportunity.
Yeah, it pulls you out of your 20%. Because, you know, even though it's important, to me, it's not in my 20%. It's in my 80%. It's stuff that has to be done.
Right.
And I got to spend some time on it, but I don't want to be spending a lot of time on it. Because if I'm not in my 20, I'm not getting what I really need to get done.
Well, I've got a question for everybody to ask when they feel like this is a great fit. And the question is this a mini-me? And if the answer, whatever the answer is, it's really two questions, is that what I really need? Okay, it's not what I want. Is that what I really need?
Right.
So if the answer is yes, this is a mini me, the next obvious question is that going to fill the job, or is this just going to make me feel good that I have somebody else who's like me that I'm going to be working with?
True. All right, doctor, we got to stop there. So tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
It's real easy. It's 888 Abelson, A-B-E-L-S-O-N, or just email me at dr.a@abelson.net.
All right, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Imagine having
thanks,
five
guys.
Of me run around, five mini Marks running around.
Sometimes it feels like it.
All right, doctor. All right, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. A.
All right, catch you guys later.
All right, right. Bye-bye.
All right, so.
Coming up next is our topic of the day, 6 aggressive home buying tactics that people are willing to use today.
Very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
In today's economy, you need a lending institution you can trust. If you've been thinking about reducing your current mortgage term to 15 years or less, the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union offers a fast-track mortgage program. Enjoy amazing savings and a fixed rate as low as 3.74% APR for a limited time. Call us at 215-934-3500 to speak with a loan representative. Best of all, there are no closing costs or appraisal fees. PFCU is member-owned, so all profits go back to the community and back to you as lower fees and better rates. Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're not here for our profit. We're here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of getting a real estate license? It's a great time to get into business with unlimited earning potential. Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. It's a real estate school conveniently located in Philadelphia. They offer day and night classes to get you on your way into the real estate industry. If you plan to do real estate part-time or full-time, getting your license is the first step. Call 215-335-6919. Philadelphia Real Estate Classes has experienced instructors to help gain the insights you need to pass the real estate exam and get your license. It's a great time to get started. Call the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes at 215-335-6919 or visit our website at philadelphiarealestateschools.com. Get a license now.
Attention golfers, on Monday, June 12th, the John Fox Scholarship Fund is holding its 28th annual golf outing at Five Ponds Golf Club on Street Road in Warminster. The money raised helps union members and their children with the cost of a college education. The outing is sponsored by the Philadelphia Joint Board of Workers United and is a four-player scramble format. $150 per golfer includes your green fees and cart, a hot dog lunch at the snack shop, a bucket of balls at the driving range, beer and soda on the course, a two-hour open bar, dinner with prizes and awards, and a gift for each golfer. And the best part is you don't need to be a scratch golfer to join in the fun. For more information on registration, please contact the Philadelphia Joint Board at 215-751-9770. That's 215-751-9770. So polish your clubs and get ready for a great time on the links with your friends, raising money for a worthy cause.
Hi, welcome back to Good News from Real Estate, all positive all the time here on WWB 860. Well, we went a little long, Dan. So I don't think we're going to have time to get this last segment in because we spent some other time. But this next segment we'll do in the next show. It's six aggressive home buying tactics that people are willing to use. There's a few good tips in here that so maybe we'll revisit it.
Okay.
Because the buyers in this market, I mean, you got to start thinking differently. Like that thing I said earlier about agents. Imagine if you hired an agent that got a license after 2004. They never had to do their business in this type of market before.
You know what? It's twofold, too, because what about the agent that is brand new that just got their license?
They have no clue. They're
not going to know any different either. So, no. I mean, it's going to stay this way for a while.
For a while.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll go back to it. And there's some how buyers can be a little more proactive, desperate times, desperate measures. Actually, sizes of houses. Millennials buy smaller properties. I got a builder I've been talking to. He was planning on building some houses like 4,000 square feet, 5,000 square feet. Millennials are more like 2,400 square feet.
That place that they opened, the apartment complex that they opened right across the street from the where Del Frisco's is in Center City. And then there's the W, and then right across the street from that, I told you, everything is compact. The refrigerator's smaller, the dishwasher, all the closet space is built into the walls. And there's only about maybe 400 or 500 square feet.
And my friend Phil Falcone, he's been buying them tiny houses, and he bought a trailer park down in Sarasota, Florida, took all the trailers out, and now he put like 30 tiny houses in. And he rents them out for like $2,500 a week, and people love them. So, anyway, we'll come back to that topic in the next show. So, what's the wrap-up there, Deanne?
The wrap-up is, Mark, if anyone has any questions, they can email them to 8029@comcast.net or give Mark a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me, Deanne, D-E-A-N-N-E, at mortgagemom.net. Or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to all of our sponsors for keeping us on the air and to all of our faithful listeners for tuning in and listening to the podcast.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest on our show, give us a call at 267-266-5501.
So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate.
All positive, all the time.